ever thought about what religion you would want to practice in your life? Have you ever thought about what religion best fits your needs? What religion pleases you the most, brings you the most satisfaction? Well, I have a religion that I think will bring many followers to it and will cause you to be satisfied. This religion is known as Minionism. So in this religion, in the religion of Minionism, one believes in the power and reliance of Grudini, the God of Good. If a believer has faith in Grudini and obeys his commands, they will be granted a wish on whatever they desire. So this religion believes evil comes in the form of revenge. Whenever one does not follow another person, that person will turn evil and take over reality. So now that we mention reality, let's talk about absolute reality in Minionism. So in terms of absolute reality, so according to this religion, the veracious beginning is just appearing into the universe without any source. So members of Minionism believe that one is just created from scratch. It is meant to look, talk, and act in the same manner. So in terms of the seven dimensions of religion in Minionism, I'm going to start off with salvation. So in terms of salvation in Minionism, whenever one disobeys the orders of the God, they will be punished. They will be forced to suffer the taking of another companion, or they themselves will be abandoned from the religion. In terms of transcendence, the true form of a minion is called the Minionite. To become a true Minionite, you would have to obey the God, Grudini, and all his commands. Once you become a Minionite, you will have the power to glow brighter than the sun. In terms of experiential, in Minionism. So, in terms of experiential, an evil entity ordered a group of Minionites to perform a difficult task. This evil entity is known as Scarkill. So here's a mythical tale in Minionism. So the fiend Scarkill ordered a group of Minionites to go to the heavily guarded cave of Eliza to steal the mighty coronet. If they succeeded at their task, they would have been granted bananas, and Scarkill will be immortal and stay powerful. If they failed at their task, they will be forced to starve, they will be forced to be imprisoned, and Scarkill will destroy the Minionite race. So the Minionites venture to the cave to steal the coronet, but were stopped by the cave guards. When Scarkill saw that they had failed at their task, the god became more evil than ever, to the point where the Minionites were imprisoned in the fiend's dungeon of terror with no source of nutrition. No other Minionite saw their companions again. In terms of doctrinal and ethical in Minionism, it explains that you have to obey the commands of any god. Whether good or evil, you cannot refuse to do what the god tells you to do. In Minionism, an obedient person is what matters the most. In terms of rituals in Minionism, so the Minionites pick bananas from the hills and gather in their village, town, square to eat them as a pack. So picking and eating bananas is an exercise that shows gratitude to the god Grudini. In terms of social in Minionism, Grudini is the highest god that is the creator of the good in life. The Minionites are the followers of Grudini and the individuals who worship the god. Scarkill is the lowest god that no Minionite follows due to this god being a creator of evil and bad in the universe. And last but not least, in terms of material in Minionism, so the bananas symbolize the blessings from Grudini that the Minionites are willing to enjoy as a community. The mighty coronet symbolizes the source of becoming an immortal and powerful species that will rule the world and at any cost. So now that you have heard a little bit about Minionism, I hope it can attract more followers. Be a follower of Minionism. It's a great religion that comes with many life lessons. Thank you so much.